Oh yeah, you're right.
Almost there.
Almost there.
What are we on? This is Tuesday in the final week before Christmas.
Yeah, it's been a while.
The countdown is on. How many sleeps have we got?
Oh, don't do that. You're not six.
Oh, okay. I do like opening up the advent calendar you bought us.
Oh, no, that was nice of me, wasn't it?
A very nice touch. Mal went and purchased an advent calendar for every maths teacher in the department, and not one of these pound ones. I mean, this has got to be worth a couple of quid at least.
Well, you know when nice. You get Tesco's delivery and they have to do substitutions?
Oh, you got six substitutions?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've learned something new today. That is a brilliant substitution, that is.
Yeah, they were meant to be the Cadbury's ones, but they'd run out.
And they're running out. Yeah, they're cheaper than the ones we've got here. I like that.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, it's been... We get to the point of having done a term. We've done all the mocks, so we're now at the point where we've done all our mocks. We're mid going through papers for year 11, mid going through papers for year 9 and 10. We didn't time that very well, did we? Year 9 and 10.
Hindsight, we'll look at that for next year. Mocks just finished with year 11. The mammoth marking effort. Now going through the papers. And the kids, we're only going through the papers without revealing any grades or anything because they've got a results day when they come back in January. It is going through the papers while it's fresh in their head after sitting their mocks, which I quite like. And then hitting the ground running in January with the results day so they can see what they've got. But we don't have to dwell and go back over the papers again. We've done that. We can actually crack on with the teaching, can't we?
It's been quite good, though, because there's been lots of those facepalm moments. And year 9 were lovely today when, I don't know what the question was, and it was like, everybody went, oh, that's why I didn't get that.
Yeah, so we've been doing the same with in-class test, only one paper though.
Yeah.
So year 11 have had all three papers as per a full mock. Year 9 and 10 have had just one paper as part of the suite of the three, and then we've put them together now in terms of their grades and given them some feedback. Mm. And that's been nice to wrap up the series.
Yeah, so over one term, your 10s have had three papers, year 9s have only had two.
Yes.
And well, only because there's less reliance on the data, being asked to put predictions together. We're so far for year 9s that it's almost...
But also, we didn't want to test them straight away. We wanted to settle in.
Yeah.
It's a high school that starts in year 9. It's not a secondary school. So we got to give them a chance to get to know us and we know them. So at least we've got a good position and a good feel from now.
Yeah.
And they're doing well. But yeah, the year 11s going through the mock papers...
I'd be really interested if people got into other ways of going through it, because what have we done in the past? So this is very much, did you get this right? Here's the correct answer, red, green, pen
it's,
in it.
It's hard, isn't it? Because some kids in the group have got it, so they switch off a little bit. Then you've got the ones that don't get it completely, that want the support.
Yeah.
But then you don't want to offer the support because other people have got it. It's quite difficult, but it's so important to go through and reflect on some of them.
Absolutely. And in the past, I've had them. But I think you've got to have a really... I'm not a great fan of group work, I'm going to be honest.
Do you
remember... I think... Oh God, must be about... It could be any number of years.
I've walked in and seen you doing it with the groups.
Yeah, and it was where they had one paper, but it was a group I'd taught for 3 or 4 years, so I'd had a really nice, trusting relationship, but they also understood the rules of the road. And we sat there and they had one paper, and the idea was they had to make the corrections from the other people in the group. And if nobody in the group had the was able to explain, one person from each table was able to get up out of the seat, more than two people off the table, they'd get a red card for that group. And
I think you've got to know the group, experience with the group, have taken them through relationships to be able to go out of the norm.
Yeah.
So if anyone does have a...
I'd be really interested to see...
Email Mal at justmaths.co.uk. Should we start that again?
No.
Does anyone ever email you on the back of me saying that?
Occasionally.
Do they?
Occasionally. And then I give them your email and say you'd be really interested in this. What's been really nice is that... So we've had to... With a year 11, we've keyed in the data, question level data, which takes ages. I think that's been one of the biggest workload issues or changes for us as teachers, is keying in question level data. And then I uploaded that to the RAG paper, produced the RAG papers.
Which is an alternate exam paper
based
on what they got wrong or right.
And then I saved the RAG papers and I emailed every parent. It took me a few hours on a Saturday night in front of...
Strictly?
No, in front of some golfing channel my husband watches on YouTube. And so
I think I'd rather key in the data.
To be fair. Yeah. And then, so I emailed the parents saying, this is the results. We're not talking about grade boundaries. And I put a little paragraph in there saying, because the volatility of grade boundaries, and we found that they tend to work to that. If I told them it was 50 for this, some students will work to that and give up. So let's just assume we're aiming for 80 out of 80. And then I added on the bottom about equipment that we need them to, maybe Santa can buy them a calculator. But the response from parents from that has been, and it, for those kids I didn't teach, I made it clear it was from the maths department. But I don't teach your child or your whoever your
teacher
is. Yeah. And that we're doing it as part of the support from the whole team. And I hope you find it useful. The feedback has been phenomenal. I mean, really, some of them saying this is exactly what our child wants. They don't know, they haven't got the direction.
It's a crucial time, isn't it? This is the time when it actually starts to get reality scary. Yeah. The mocks, they've seen year 11 last year have their mocks. They've seen the year 11 before have their mocks. Now they're suddenly in it. They're in that word. That word mocks is quite scary, I think, and realistic. And hold on, this is a crucial point. I popped into a year 10 lesson today. It was a set one, lovely group. And it was just interesting listening to the teacher talk with them about, because they were reflecting on their test as well. And this one girl just said, I don't know how to revise. And I think it is difficult. How do you say, we say go and revise. What is it? What is it about? So I went through and talked. I just poked my nose in, as I do, and said, who's got a revision guide? And that girl in particular said yes. And a lot of the class said yes. Okay, who uses it? What do you do with it? And then just talking about that little model of when I said about ripping the corner off. Only rip the corner off when you have done that page twice. So once and then a couple of days later and you can remember it and you're happy with it, rip the corner off. And a couple of them looked at me, what are you on about ripping the corner off? And I said, you can actually start to feel as those corners come off that page. Mm. You can feel the learning. And I think if you equate that, seeing it and feeling it, knowing that it's sunk in for you to be able to rip it off. And they were nodding, they were going with me, they were agreeing. Actually, yes, I could see how that relates to it.
And I think it's really tough because with the maths, we've got to make sure that they're checking their answers. Otherwise, they're all they're doing is continuing those misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And for students, that's quite tough because they're like, well, how do I check it? Maths schemes are quite complex. Interestingly, I've just produced for the November papers a mark scheme on one page, so you can print it onto a A4, A3 ideally as a teacher. So you know when you have a mark scheme and you're marking and there's pages and pages and you get to the point where you've got a double page spread and it's over
and then
two
it's
or
over
three.
The page.
That kills me. So I've just taken foundation paper one for Edexcel Pearson and put it onto one page where each section, so a row at the top has got the double page spreads marks scheme, then the next box down, and then in the bottom left hand corner of each box it tells you the number of marks that were available over that double page spreads, because I know
so
you
simplified
like
to, it right
yeah
down.
So I know you like to put in the bottom right hand corner the number of marks on those that double page spread, whereas I like it's weird, isn't it? Like to add up the scores as I go along and I stick them on the top of the next page.
I think there's such, I know this is completely off the kilter a bit, but it is really interesting watching how other people mark through exam papers, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it's, if anyone's ever, well, it's the first time you ever do it, and I think whatever you click with and do just stays with you for the rest of the career. So
your background, you did Key Stage 3, didn't you? So when Key Stage 3, is that where you got
the... Oh, yeah, it was. That's how I started marking, doing the Key Stage 3, and that had a total in the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah.
So that's carried on with me all the way through. But I don't circle the marks, and some people circle the marks.
Yeah.
It's worth, if you get full marks, I just put the one or the two next to it. And I think going back to Key Stage 3, I think it was one or a two at that point. That's why. So that's kind of...
But isn't that weird, though, how we've got... Yeah. And we've both got different styles, and it's... And some days, the kid will say, oh, I should have got that mark. I'll go, yeah, Seeger mark that.
Trying to add up, oh, that's Mrs. Mark in there. I don't understand it either.
So this one page, and I've put it on Just Maths Online and said, can I have some feedback? If people use it. So the first one was handwritten because it was me when I did a paper and I was like, oh my God, I got 32.
You want it all together in one place.
Yeah, and I got it blown up to A3. So I could literally have that on the sofa next to me. I've got my papers on my lap and I could just go down, and it was just, it made my life a bit more easier.
So if you change it, it's not handwritten now, you've typed
it? No, so the first one was just, I took the mark scheme from Pearson and I adapted it.
Yeah.
It's now on a double page site, double sided. So
have you assured that it doesn't go over the side when it's a question?
Yeah, absolutely. On the same page? Every double page spread is in a box across the page with the left hand side marks on the left hand side of the column. That left-hand column.
Nice and simple.
Yeah, the marks for the ones on the right-hand double page on the right-hand column, and then the next box is the next double page spread. And I've done it for paper one from the November sitting, and I've typed it up, all black and white, so it looks quite pretty because I like it pretty. And I just thought, if people like it, I'll do the rest, because I think there's something that you could give to students.
Yeah. Because that's how this started, isn't it? We're saying about how we get them to revise.
Graham has got lots of student-friendly marks schemes.
Yeah, the Pearson Grahams put them together.
So this is my teacher-friendly marking mark scheme, but I also know I could give it to students.
Yeah.
So if people are Just Maths, part of the Just Maths family, and they do have access to Just Maths online, I've done it for the November 19 papers, foundation paper one. Have a look and let me know what you think. I'm happy to accept emails on that one, mail@justmaths.co.uk. And I just thought if there's mileage in it and people think, yeah, I find that really useful, speeded up my mark, because that's what I'm looking at, is I can't get away from marking papers, but what can I do to make my life easier? Because I'm terrible. I won't print off 12 pages. And the idea came because Matt from Colmers, hi Matt, if you're listening, I walked in and he was marking something. He had this A3 sheet, and what he'd done is he'd printed multiple pages to the sheet. So he had the whole mark scheme, but my eyesight's getting to the point where...
That would shrink it down significantly, wouldn't it?
So I do now need to wear my glasses when I'm reading. And so I want something that I can still read, and it can be on the table next to me, and I haven't got to keep picking it up. Or my arms are just not long enough anymore, is the conclusion I've come to with my eyesight.
Oh, okay. So it's your arms are shrinking.
Not my eyesight going, yeah.
Fair enough, yeah. It's a bit like me losing my hair. I think it's my head is growing faster than my hair, that's all. Yeah? Is that a good excuse?
I like that
one. So I think we spun off from asking that question. If anyone does have a genius way of going back through the papers, but also keeping in the back of your head and the mind of a group that you're still trying to take on a journey.
Yeah.
And
it's all about context. If we were doing the same thing with our current year 10 set 3 next year, it'd probably be different.
Kept all the way through, got the relationship, it'll be a bit different.
Yeah. And so in terms of the context, we do teach set 3s in year 9, set 3s in year 10.
Yes.
So the middle attainers.
Yes.
Is where we're at. And then our year 11s, we're just teaching lots of kids.
Yeah.
To be fair,
hundreds.
Yeah, they've been brilliant. They have been brilliant this week. I know they're tired. They're end of their mocks.
Well, going through the mock papers anyway is quite difficult, but they really want to know where it is. And like I say, it's always a bit difficult when you've got ones that have got it and ones that haven't. But in the main.
And the marks, I should have got little tally charts showing what they those silly marks. I think that works really well and brings to their forefront of.
Everyone's then looking for something, regardless of what they got right or wrong. They're looking for something.
Yeah.
I'm looking for these extra marks, what Mal calls the face palm moments, where, oh my God, I should have got that right. Why didn't I get that right? Keep a little tally. And we say, it's not for us, it's for them. They add up their score plus their tally. All right, that's the score you should be aiming for.
Yeah.
At least next time, maybe even in the interim between when you're practicing papers that you're trying to get to those scores. Yeah. So
I've just made all the practice papers available to the kids as well on the VLE or whatever it's called, the shared area. It's just about trying to make, I think I'm going to, when I send the next paper to RAG out to parents, I will say, point them in the direction if you want more practice. The mark schemes are there.
Yeah, got them on the
only shares. The practice papers rather than the mocks. So I don't like the idea of releasing live papers. And I don't like giving live papers out to... the ones that they've done, they say, can I take them home? And I know we don't need them for exam boards in case something happens to them anymore. But the idea that they could make them available to other students, and it's frustrating when there are work solutions out there freely available, or video solutions freely available, especially from live sittings that are recent. And it's something that's come up on Twitter quite recently.
It is very frustrating, and we're asked all the time on the hub meetings around the country, the ones that we help run with Pearson, is what's been done, or how do we battle the fact that they are all out there, and or one, we don't agree that they are. No, we don't agree with the fact that they're out there. They are out there.
Yeah.
We just don't like the fact that they are out there. I've said that far too in a long-winded way there.
I think it's,
it annoys us as much as everyone else.
I think it's really, for me, it just doesn't morally feel, not morally, that's too strong. It just doesn't feel right that we would give kids an advantage that's going to set them up with the wrong kind of perception of where they're at.
I know it's a different world to when we were at school. It is a completely different world. And just the fact that social media, the internet, everything is there, and it's going to be very difficult to manage. But I think as professionals, as teachers, we've got to do our best to help and keep it.
And we certainly shouldn't be putting them out there.
No.
Because students will go looking for it. But if that becomes a crutch, especially lower down the school, when they get to their final exams and they think they're going to be able to find the solutions to tomorrow's paper and they don't know how to. I'd rather deal with, to me, it's dealing with the symptom, not the cause. The cause is they don't know how to revise. So I'm going to find a way of, let's call it cheating, or getting the solutions. And then the real thing, they're not going to get it. Right, so let's show them what they need to do. Let's just get them better at maths. That's all I want them to do. I want them to know more, learn more, be able to do more.
I know what we jigged around paper 2 and 3 in the mock settings. So they, if anyone did go away, do a bit of research and find it, which we know they did, they'll
but
be
that's
landing
through them.
On, that through them. They'll land on paper 3 zone instead of paper 2. I know some schools put different sittings together, which I'm always a bit dubious to doing because they're designed as a package.
Yeah, because
they?
Otherwise the different assessment objectives, so each, the technical spec that was produced by the DfE has a certain percentage of AO1, AO2, AO3 questions. It
you're
has a certain.
With that. You're jigging with what so form, the grades, and the grade boundaries, etc.
Yeah, absolutely.
Et cetera,
one of the things I put down for my to-do list over Christmas, which is now like 4 pages long, is looking at how can we disguise papers? How can we make them look, not necessarily look different, do we jumble the questions up?
Yeah.
So that when they Google it, the question one's not question one, so they go, oh, that's the wrong paper. So maybe they don't always, I don't know, it's just something to think about, because I do think we...
Some schools use quite wisely the shadow papers that are out there, but just be very careful and make sure you've checked the answers first. I'm not saying that anything's wrong out there, it's just that make sure it works. Excuse me. Make sure it works before it goes into the sitting.
Yeah.
For the kids, because I know it's not simple sometimes. Just to.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice. Was there one of these episodes where you got the coughing fit? Yeah.
I had to walk off.
Yeah. Just making sure they work before giving them to the kids to sit.
Because it's a bit frustrating. Because you want them. For me, the mocks has got to be an opportunity for.
I've got a squeaky chair. I've got a cough. Have a little drink.
You're feeling better now. For me, it's got to be an opportunity for them to show what they know.
Yeah.
And so it is a really...
But showing what they don't know is as good and as useful, in fact, more useful to us. So we can help bridge the gap and get ready for that exam. That's not that far off now, is it? Scarily.
Oh, I don't know.
Got a bit of a countdown on the board there. We just literally a handwritten number of days to the exam. And I've also put in brackets how many days have actually gone since I started that countdown.
Yeah.
And that's even more scary. We don't do it as a scare tactic. It's more of a...
It scares us.
Yeah. It's a realism to the kids of actually time
but
is
ticking by. But we've done a term.
Yeah, one whole... Well, not quite. We've got 2 days to go. 3 days to go.
Yeah. But it's done as far as I'm concerned. But in terms of finishing the week... finishing Friday, so you're out tomorrow, so I've got a full day lesson plans tomorrow, going through papers with all 3 year groups.
Yep.
You've got a full day Thursday plans.
I think they're just carrying on.
Just carrying on teaching.
The topics that we got to before.
We're not going to have any, it's not going to be like Cineworld at Longyear.
No, we've got plenty to get through. I think it's like everything, everyone wants to get their to-do list wrapped up.
Yeah.
This is the holiday where people want it wrapped up. And I think in terms of leaving the groups at a, not convenient, the correct point as well is important.
Yeah.
As getting your books marked, as getting your mocks marked. It's leaving that group at the right point.
Yeah, because you don't want to be mid-topic or mid-assessment or mid-review in the papers. You want...
Carry on.
Just having a little bit of a coffee fit. You do, when you want to leave them... It's going to be a fresh start.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And hit the ground running. He's got that. It's that run then, isn't it? It is always, it feels different when you've got Christmas and the bend going into the new year.
I think also January, as a new teacher, the Christmas one, the November half term is the one where you come back and they go, oh, right, so you are here to stay. And then your relationship changes slightly. Because up until that point, especially where they've had lots of teachers or there's been lots of change within a school. And then the Christmas one is the one that really cements it for lots of students. It shows that you're committed to them, and I think that's the one where the relationship really takes off for me. It's for me in the past. It's always been, okay, now you're definitely not going anywhere. Where it's not for me when there's always kids that take them a while to warm to you. Was that just me?
That's just you.
Just me. And then after Christmas, it is different. And I think January people come back with a fresh idea. Maybe it's the start of a new year.
I think it's a straight line. There's no bend in it. There's a bend round from 2018 to 2019.
Does the time in your head go round corners?
It just feels like that. And when you're it's a straight road. You can see.
Okay.
It's, you're looking at it in a straight line, and then.
If you didn't hear that, that was me saying okay, as in not
whatever,
clue.
Okay. Yeah. So we're busting a gut as well to get the books up to date and marks and the feedback after the assessments. Yeah. We've had quite a few visitors over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've had lots.
They come in predominantly to see how the supergroup works, and having quite a few students in one room in year 11, and that's gone down really well in terms of actually, yes, it can work, but it's very much the dynamic and the relationship between the teachers that are running it. So again, feel free just to contact us if you do want to come in and have a little nose.
Christian@justmaths.co.uk.
Yeah, I don't mind taking message on that, because that's something that we're passionate about. It's worked. And I'm really bought into it.
Yeah,
well.
I think for one of the biggest softer benefits for me is not the supergroups of the kids. It's the impact in terms of the CPD for me. And you always learn something from other teachers.
Are you trying to say that you learn a lot from seeing me?
I didn't say a lot. I think it was one of the softer benefits. But you always pick up something, and there's little things that even when you're teaching your 10s or your 9s, so there's always something that you pick up that you think, I'll use that next time. Whether or not then you revert to type when you go back to, I don't know. But it just does make you think, oh, that's a good way of explaining it. Sometimes, you know, I couldn't carry that off. Or I don't know. But then in terms of sometimes the methods.
But I think that's where the supergroup or working together with other teachers is even more beneficial than other areas. Because if you are clever, it's not even clever, is it? An NQT that is a brilliant mathematician, there's the scenario, but they don't know what the end game looks like.
Yes.
But you've got a teacher who's experienced and knows what the end game looks like. I'm banging the table here, I'm getting passionate. They work together. And that's a way that NQT can actually see what this is, how it all comes together.
But also about expectations that sometimes... Are we guilty sometimes as teachers of having too low expectations? And then I remember after my PGC, I spent lots of time beating myself up about, I'm not quite sure what good teaching looks like. And I remember having somebody come in, and it was part of the support package for NQTs going back a few years now. And I come into you and I said, I don't want to do all this fluffy stuff. Show me a teacher that knows. I was really confused because I didn't know what good teaching looked like, because there was nobody there that could model it for me. Because on the one hand, you were told it was all about active learning, and it was about all the nonsense now that's been debunked. But all I want to see is what's it look like? What's it smell like? What's it feel like? What's it sound like? And it was a period where I almost thought, I can't do this. I don't know, because I don't know what it looks like.
I don't think it looks like anything particular. It's how that person interacts with the students, gets them to make progress, work with them, and ultimately get the grades they probably not necessarily deserve, but It is. It's deserved because of the guidance and the route they've been taking on with that teacher. And that looks different in every single classroom, in every single department, in every single school, all around the country and around the world. So,
but there'll be lots of people out there who will be wondering about what is good teaching. I think it's a really difficult thing to put down as a tick list.
I think the good teaching is not necessarily what is happening, it's what you're doing to make the next lesson better. And working with a member of your team or a member of the SLT or a member of the department or a member of whoever to actually go, actually, that will work with me. I quite like that.
It's watching you teach is interesting. It's also interesting when I've taught something and I see you doing exactly that. You've listened.
It's just about
And you're always learning something. So the calculator thing today was quite fun.
Typing something in and it just comes up a standard form.
I wonder if that'll ever appear on a question again. I don't know. So there's lots of things. One of the interesting things is when I've had on emails recently about, and it's been quite on Twitter, people saying, I don't know about my mock results, because we're now at the point where departments are analysing mock results.
Yes.
There's lots of, not lots of talk, but people say, considering, the key question from SLT, and rightly so, is are you with the right exam board? And I think for me, that all the exam boards have really upped their game in terms of the support given to teachers with this new, they had to.
Yeah.
And I think that's got to be very much a professional decision to make. I don't think any one exam board is easier than another. There are people out there that have this belief. Interestingly, on Twitter this week, every year Ofqual publish some data about, so each exam board has a prediction matrix based on the national prediction matrix of what we're supposed to achieve as a nation. And so they're given this at the key grade boundaries of a 1, a 4 and a 7, I believe.
Okay.
And so each board's different and it's based on their provisional entries. Because they tell Ofqual these are provisional entries, so they then say, well, these are you're allowed to get that percentage through as a 1 and above, that percentage as a 4 and above, that percentage as a 7 and above. And so each board will be different based on the makeup of their cohort.
Yeah.
So if you jump board and you go to a different board, you're going to change the prediction matrix for that board. So there will be different boards getting a different percentage as a 4 and above and a 5 and above, because they've got a different cohort. But every year Ofqual have published data for each subject and each exam board that shows you how close there's a tolerance for each of these prediction, these grades.
Matrices, yeah.
And it says that those that were within the tolerance and those that were further away from the tolerance, and if they were outside the tolerance, why. But they've not published it this year as part of their review of the summer series. So I've asked Ofqual why, and they've asked me to give them a call. And I will give them a call this week. I'll do it Thursday when I've got some free time.
So is that a bit of a blog on its way?
Because I think it's really interesting. And it was usually out about the 24th of November. But they didn't publish it this year because of the election. Everything was purdah, and where nothing came out of any of the government bodies.
Yeah.
But it came out last week, and I was quite disappointed that data, because I've looked at it for the last 3 years, and I think there's...
Find it interesting.
Yeah, or maybe I'm just a nerd.
Watch this space on that one, then. Yeah, I've got a phone call to make, and then...
Yeah, and I just think it's interesting looking at those tolerances for each board. So for me, I think that... You've got to look at your kids and whether or not, how your kids...
I think if the teachers and the departments and the school are well preparing for the way that exam looks, and knowing the intricacies, lines, no lines, space, bold, italic, all that kind of stuff, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as you are well preparing for that exam. The worrying or the scary point from my point and seeing it in certain schools is ones that chop and change quite freely and easily. You're not giving the kids enough time to get used to those intricacies.
Yeah.
And I think that's, again, we're not saying anything for any particular board here.
Yeah.
It's just, we're all better on stuff that we are comfortable with and prepared for.
And I think it's a knee-jerk reaction sometimes that people feel that they need to make a decision or they need to make a change. And that's not necessarily... Again, symptom and cause.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily the reason why. And sometimes we need to look inwards and ask ourselves, why didn't we get what we got? Or why did we get what we got?
We're getting quite deep here for a Christmas blog, aren't we?
I know. But we've been talking about grades.
Not a blog. Is it a blog? A vlog?
Do you even know what it is? Do you even know what we're doing?
Podcast,
here?
That's podcast. It. Podcast. The kids all keep talking about memes.
What's a memes?
Memes, yeah, that's it.
Is it not?
I'm just not down with it enough to know. I call it memes, and my kids at home laughed at me. Yeah, Dad, it's a meme.
It's a meme. Yeah. Am I saying with the kids then? Because I know
what a
meme is.
Yeah, you know what a meme is. Yeah, I don't know.
What's the other one that's all the rage now at the minute? TikTok.
TikTok. I haven't got a clue.
No, me. That's
at least you don't know that one.
No, I haven't got a clue. That's beyond me. So yeah, it's been an interesting term.
Great term. Massive learning curve for me. Again, even though I was expecting it tough to be going into a new school, it was 5-6 years ago that I last did it. This has brought it all back again, thinking actually it's not easy. You need the support, you need the department around you, you need the school around you, you need everything. We had our Christmas do the other week. That was really nice to see the staff in another light and getting to talk to other staff. And I've just, I'm shattered, but... at a good point.
You've got 2 weeks to go, though. No, 2 weeks off.
2 weeks to go.
2 weeks to go.
Don't say that to me.
Some people have finished last Friday.
Did they?
Yeah, there's lots of people on Twitter going, yay, I'm off. And you just think, oh, wow.
We've got 2 days, 3 days, 3 days.
No, it's been good. Yeah, but we'll get there. It has been an interesting term. Quite excited about it all, though.
Yeah, lots of potential.
Yeah. Right,
there
we're done, I think.
Point. Right, have a good Christmas.
And you, mate. See you later.
Bye.
Ta-ra.